first-person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ellen Ridge worked for the Fields in England and Watsonville.
70 years ago, I was often on my knees in the cold, muddy soil of the family farm in England, pulling up swedes and beets to supplement the diet of our 25 cows. From the age of 5 to 15, I worked on a labor-intensive farm where horsepower was literally equine, not mechanized. "You can't get muck from tractors," was one of the memorable mantras my father used to justify his refusal to adopt 20th century methods. In retrospect, his philosophy and practice were admirably, if arduously, sustainable. On a recent June weekend, I found myself again on my hands and knees, pulling beets and carrots from the sympathetic topsoil of another family farm, on the so-called slow coast, where the air is warm enough in winter and cool enough in summer to make the work more pleasant, even for an octogenarian with aching joints. What made the work exhilarating was the notion that most of the produce from this farm was destined not for bovine mouths, but to supplement the diets of hungry humans via the admirable Second Harvest program. And the field seemed miraculously resilient, siempre verde, surrounded as they were by skeletal trees defoliated and charred only 10 months before. I too felt revitalized, if not rejuvenated, un viejo verde, working once again in the productive dirt.
Ellen Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.